Tuesday, in a choir room off of Roswell Road in Atlanta, older adults living with Parkinson's disease gather for rehearsal and physical therapy. This week on the Georgia Health Report, we'll be discussing how singing has been shown to improve health for patients with this neurologic disease. I'm your host, Lauren Baggett, a health writer with the College of Public Health at the University of Georgia. And as always, I'm joined by Andy Miller, editor of Georgia Health News. So Andy, first, can you briefly describe Parkinson's disease? What does it primarily affect?
Well, it's a brain disorder that affects basically how your body works. It's estimated that about 20,000 people have Parkinson's in Georgia. Some of the early symptoms can be a stiffness, a difficulty in walking, a difficulty with balance and coordination. And as it progresses, a person can start having problems with swallowing and problems with their vocal cords. And as you can imagine, when a body breaks down, a person's mental health can be affected. They could be depressed because simply they can't do physically what they used to be able to do.
So how does music therapy and singing in particular help Parkinson's patients?
The scientific research shows pretty clearly that singing can strengthen muscles associated with speaking and swallowing and for the respiratory system. And it also improves mood. Music tends to do that for everybody, not just for Parkinson's.
So specifically, this choir is run out of the George Center in Atlanta. Can you describe more about this particular program and the George Center, and just give us an idea of what their rehearsals might look like?
Well, the George Center works with many patient groups in terms of music therapy. This particular Parkinson's choir is supported financially, not just by them, but also the Thanks Mom and Dad Fund, as well as the Alchemy Sky Foundation. And so you mentioned the rehearsals. There's a lot of kind of vocal exercises. Particular songs are selected to expand a person's lung capacity and to, again, strengthen facial muscles.
And apart from these physical and, as you said, mental health benefits, what else do the choir members say they like about the program?
We profiled a man who's 81 years old, Mike Shortle, who was really thrilled to hear about this choir. He's an engineer by trade, but he always enjoyed singing as a hobby. And so this choir fit him perfectly, and he's very happy in this kind of participation and doing something he loves to do anyway. This story is personal for me. I have a friend with Parkinson's disease, a very close friend, and you know, his symptoms are like many Parkinson's disease patients. He has tremors in his hand. He has kind of a facial stiffness, but he's working very hard along with his physician to control these symptoms. And when I heard about this choir, I felt that this was something that Georgia Health News should write about.
Well, thanks for bringing this story to us, and thanks for being with us, as always, Andy Miller of Georgia Health News.
Thanks for having me.
The Georgia Health Report is a production of WUGA Athens, Georgia Public Broadcasting, and the University of Georgia College of Public Health. To hear this and other Georgia Health Report segments, find us online at wuga.org or gpbnews.org.